The defeat of Jesse James Days is coming up, and the Northfield Historical Society will host a very special guest, Gail Lunning. He's the author of Cole Younger and is my guest today on 15 with the Author. Welcome to the show, Gail.
Thank you very much, Terry. Glad to be here.
Well, first, I would like it if you could refresh folks' memories on the events of September 7th, 1876 in Northfield.
Yes, that was when Jesse James and Cole Younger and their boys, two of Cole's brothers and some other guys, make a total of eight for their gang. They decided to come north to Northfield because things were getting pretty warm for them here in Missouri. So they came to Northfield and decided that they were going to take out a bank in a small town in Northfield and ran into some difficulties that they did not anticipate.
Boy, they sure did.
Yeah.
Well, one of the things that I really was intrigued by with your book is that you begin with Cole as an old man detailing his story to a young newspaper reporter. Did that ever happen, or was that part?
No, that was my way. I kind of write in a kind of a conversational style, and I needed to have a method of him, Cole, telling his story. So I invented a young reporter to come and review him or interview him and talk with Cole. So I had Cole relating his story to this young reporter, but the reporter did not exist.
Well, and I love the way you did that. You write from Cole's perspective, and I was not expecting that and found myself really kind of feeling sorry for this man because, why would I feel, you know, kind of bad for him? I'm on this side in Northfield, but
right.
What prompted you to write this way? It is because you like that conversational style?
Well, people have commented that they do like my style and my writings. And, so that is the way I like to write. I like to have the person telling the story and relating things to other people that he's been associated with. And, it's my way of getting the story out.
And, you know, it really does sort of open up ourselves and open things up for a great conversation, great reading in the book. One of the things that I personally didn't know a lot about was the Kansas-Missouri Border War. Can you sort of expound on that a little bit and take us to Cole's side of view of things?
I will. The first, I'm a transplant of Minnesota, and we came to Missouri. And as far as I knew, the border wars were conflicts between some of the athletic teams, be it football, basketball. Kansas, Missouri, they had very heated rivalries.
Sure.
And boy, was I surprised to find out that it goes so much deeper. And there's still a lot of, in some people, still a lot of animosity between Missouri and Kansas. And, it's waning some, but it's still there.
Mm-hmm.
But Cole... Well, he was kind of a rebel. When he was a young man, I think he wanted to be much like his brother Dick, who was 5 years older than him, and was very well thought of in the community. And Dick and Cole and Dick's father, Henry, was kind of considered to be more of a Union man than a Confederate, although he tried to remain neutral.
Mm-hmm.
But Cole was a Confederate. He joined with Quantrill and fought with Quantrill. And it was kind of unusual that Cole's father, even though being considered to be more of a Union man than Confederate, he was actually killed by a Union soldier. So
he was
murdered.
And, that's the part that, a lot of folks in Northfield and people born in the North, I really had no sympathy for Cole. There are details, as you express, in background that you give that... while not exonerating him in the least, it does give a different perspective. So tell us about the research that you did. And I do know that there's a little bit of historical fiction going on, too, because, there's dialogue. So you don't know exactly what they said. But tell us about that research and how you found Cole's voice.
Well, a lot of the research was done through Marty Brandt's book of the Youngers, the Outlaw Youngers, and I also researched Cole Younger by himself. Although I kind of thought, you know, when a person writes about their own story, they try to make themselves look really good.
Yeah.
So I took some of the information from Cole's own personal account with a grain of salt. Mm. I did some other research through the internet and through some other library books and tried to get a feel for what it was like during the mid-1800s and the early 1860s. As far as a voice for Cole, I kind of expected, thought that he was a kind of a rebel. Mm-hmm. I think he had a very high ego, and I think that's why he and Jesse James did not get along very well. Cole had a big ego, and Jesse James was the charismatic youngin, and he was about 3 years younger than Cole. But I don't think they ever really got along very well. Although it was kind of unusual, Frank James and Cole, I think, were good friends for most of their life.
Yeah, and that is an interesting twist to it. There's some other interesting twists as we go through the book, and I want to let folks know we are speaking with Gail Lunning. He is the author of Cole Younger. He is going to be appearing here in Northfield during Defeat of Jesse James Days, and we'll talk more about that in a moment. But as we talk about this, and I'm reading through the book, and it is amazing to me the atrocities done on both sides. So you can feel the sort of righteous anger.
Yes. You know, I guess whenever there's a conflict, you know, there's always one side that seems to come out in a favorable light, and they're the winners because the winners write the history books. But I wanted to try to give it an equal footing where and do show the atrocities that occurred on both sides. You know, the bushwhackers were going into Kansas and killing the Jayhawkers, and Jayhawkers were coming back to Missouri and killing the bushwhackers and freeing slaves and trying to, the bushwhackers go back to Kansas and try to kill free Saviors. So, yeah, there was a lot of animosity between both sides, and no one was going to escape guilt for any of those actions.
Yeah, it's really is amazing. And you think about our times now, and frankly, we are not as violent as they were. And even though, you know, everything over the news and everything seems like we're such a violent world, but when you think about really the kinds of things that they did to each other,
right?
Oof, I don't know.
Yeah, I know. You know, we speak about the good old days, but were they really good? You know, we had people like Jesse James and Cole Younger, Bloody Bill Anderson, Archie Clement. You know, I could name off 100 more, but they were very brutal people. They killed without compunction, you know, and it didn't matter whether you were a Union supporter or a Southern supporter. If you happened to be in their way, they killed you. And in most horrific fashions.
Yeah. And it's speaking of that, would you expound just a little bit on the Lawrence raid? And I have to ask you if you thought Cole did any of the killing.
All right. The Lawrence raid occurred in August 21st, 1863. And it was kind of a payback for the collapse of the Bingham building in downtown Kansas City, which killed two of Bloody Bill Anderson's sisters. Now, Quantrill led the raid of about 300 men, Bloody Bill Anderson being one that was very upset, and they say that he was howling and foaming at the mouth when his sisters were killed and wanting to attack Kansas City himself. But Quantrill talked him into going to Lawrence to go after Senator James Lane, who was the leader of the Jayhawkers. And 300 men went into Lawrence and killed about 150 of the men there, and some of them you might consider to be boys, be 11, 12 years old. Mm. But Bloody Bill Anderson was attributed to killing 14 of them himself, so he got nearly 10% of them. Cole, in the meantime, I've seen some other sources that said that he did not like the atrocities that he was seeing in Lawrence, although he was there. Mm-hmm. He actually, according to some accounts, led about 20 men to hiding places so that they could escape the atrocities being committed by Bloody Bill Anderson and Archie Clement. So he's not a hero, but he's not the vicious killer that was Bill Anderson, Archie Clement, and Jesse James.
Yeah. It's a fascinating read, folks. Really, Cole Younger by Gail Lunning. I'm really enjoying it and getting great history lessons here. And although I know that, like I said, the dialogue certainly is a creation. But the other thing that you do is you take us throughout the story. We get to really the raid at the end of the book. But there's also then the fire in the prison in Stillwater.
Right.
Talk to us a little bit about that.
Well, I went up to Stillwater and met with the Mr. Brent Peterson, the head of the Historical Society there, and he gave me a little flavor of what kind of what the life was like in the prison there. And he told me some about the fire. And that Cole and his brothers could actually be considered somewhat heroes for leading some people to safety. And, you know, they had weapons on them. They were leading them to safety, but gave up the weapons right away to the deputy warden when they got these people to safety. So, again, not a hero, but, yeah. You know, not really a violent or, well, he killed people, he robbed from people. But one thing I found interesting about him is that he did not like people swearing in his presence. And that kind of blew me away. You know,
yeah.
Here's a guy that can kill, he can rob, but he doesn't like to have the name of the Lord taken in vain.
That is fascinating. He has a very sort of righteousness about his demeanor in some sort of way.
You know, I don't, like I say, he's not a, he's not what I would call a good man,
mm-hmm.
but he's not the bad man. You know, that some of his others that were running in the same area at the same time, he's not that bad, although he's not that good either.
Right.
I don't want to gloss him over and say that he's a saint. He's still fairly well thought of here in the Lee Summit area because he's buried here in Lee Summit, about 2 miles from my home, as a matter of fact. Mm-hmm. And, the people here, I can't say that they revere him, but they respect what he became.
Yeah.
You know, I guess he told his a lot of people that he had three goals in life. He wanted to be a Mason like his brother and his father. He wanted to marry a good woman, and he wanted to become a Christian.
Wow.
And fortunately, that was the one of the three that he was able to accomplish late in his life.
Isn't that something? Gail Lunning, thank you for your time. We appreciate it, and we really look forward to meeting you coming up just about a little over a week, where you will be at the Defeat of Jesse James Day celebration. The Northfield Historical Society hosting you here.
Really eagerly looking forward to presenting it.
Well, we are definitely looking forward to meeting you and hearing your presentation, and I'll have all that information on our website and also a link to your website with your other books. You have two others, I believe?
No, I've got a total of five.
Oh, now. Goodness.
I just got my latest, Archie Clement and the Uncivil War, was released here just about mid-May. So it's been out a little while now and getting some pretty good success. And in there, in Archie, you will see perhaps more of the depravity of the Civil War here in Missouri. Because, to be quite frank, Cole, I didn't think was that much of a depraved individual, whereas Archie Clement and Bill Anderson are, well, maniacs, yeah, maniacal killers, depraved individuals. And there's a lot of well, very terrible things that Archie and Bill did that's in Archie Clement and the Uncivil War.
Well, we'll look forward to reading that one and talking to you about that book as well.
Good, good.
All right. Well,
I'm excited.
Gail, thank you so much again. And like I said, we'll have all this up on our website and look forward to meeting you soon.
All right, Jake. Thank you very much, Jerry. Take care now.